Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our interview today. We are here in beautiful Southern California with Mr. Hugh Ross. He's a famous scientist. He's also a very devout Christian. We are inside his beautiful office in inside of Reasons to Believe offices located in Covina, California. And I'd like Mr. Ross to take a moment and introduce himself, tell us a little bit about your background as a scientist, and also as a devout Christian, and how you came about into Reasons to Believe organization.
Sure. Well, I was born, raised, and educated in Canada. I'm a Canadian. And I didn't really get to meet Christians till I was 27 years of age. However, I got interested in astronomy starting at age 7. In fact, I knew from the age of 7 onward that my future career would be in astrophysics. Literally from the age of 7 onwards, I was reading 4 or 5 books a week on physics and astronomy, and wound up getting a PhD in astronomy at the University of Toronto. Then I came here to the United States to continue research on quasars and galaxies as a research fellow at Caltech. And I served on the Caltech faculty for a 5-year period. As to how I became a Christian, it was through my astronomy. When I was 16, I was studying different models for the origin and history of the universe and recognized that the Big Bang explanation was fitting the observations. And if it's Big Bang, that means the universe has a beginning. If it's got a beginning, there must be a beginner. So starting at age 17, I began to search for that beginner. And I first searched for him in the great philosophical works. I was reading Immanuel Kant's Critique of Pure Reason. I was reading books by Descartes, but quickly recognized that the philosophers had the wrong concepts of space and time and of the history of the universe. Then I began to look at the different religions of the world: Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, Judaism, Mormonism, Christianity. And I did actually get to see two Christians from 30 feet away when I was 11 years of age. These were two businessmen that came into our public school and had Gideon Bibles and boxes for each of us to take. And so it's through reading and studying a Gideon Bible 1 or 2 hours a day over a period of 19 months that convinced me that it had the correct message of the origin and history of the universe, and also had a correct message for the state of human beings, how we need a savior. And so it was at age 19, I signed my name in the back of a Gideon Bible, giving my life to Jesus Christ. And then I tried to find other Christians. But in Canada, Christians are much harder to find than they are here in the United States. And the churches that I investigated typically were filled with people who believed in God, but they didn't believe the Bible was the Word of God. And they really weren't very serious about their Christianity. And so it wasn't until I got to Caltech where I really met for the first time Christians who were devout. It was in the astronomy department at Caltech that I met them, and they helped me to find a good church where people really are serious about their Christian faith and their walk with Jesus Christ. And that church put me on their pastoral staff, and they're the ones that helped me launch the organization Reasons to Believe. And Reasons to Believe is an organization where we take scientists who are serious Christians out from academia. We recruit the top scientists who are believers and bring them here at Reasons to Believe to research the latest scientific discoveries to develop more evidence for the existence and operation of God. Based on the biblical principle that the more we learn about nature, the more evidence we'll see for the supernatural handiwork of God. And so our primary focus is developing new reasons to believe from the book of nature, because the heart of the Christian faith is that God has given us 2 books. He's given us the Bible, and he's also given us the book of nature. And we use the book of nature to bring people to the book of Scripture.
Excellent. Thank you very much.